Nerdy Boys are back, coming to give it to you, playing the same game. You always refuse, Elk Grove nerds always breaking through, like the Hulk smashing his way through the roof.
Dominate abomination, running the entire nation's dollars are in circulation, blowing it on these vacations, buying, taking, causing pain. Bruce will tell you what I'm saying, he is dreaded, always paying, that is called the Bruce Wayne.
Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts, I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast, where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happens in the weeks in comics, movies, television, and news. We tell you what it all means, and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you have not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning, we'll probably be saying shit like, fuck right in the pussy, or fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah, so if you don't like that, go fuck yourself.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
This is our Game of Thrones podcast now.
Hello.
Episode 1 of Season 6.
I'm Raj Patel.
I am not. I am a random person from Britain.
So, I hope everybody had a good week. I had a pretty good week. Got to visit with my madre because, you know, if you know anything about me, we live in California. My mom lives in, like, Phoenix, Arizona, which is, like, a state away. It's, like, 900 miles away from here, so I don't really get to see her that often.
It's hot as fuck.
It's hot as fuck over there, so I don't go over there. So she'll usually come and visit me, my brother, and my sister and stuff. We had a good time. I stayed, like, the week at my brother's house again. And me and my brother, we cooked her for her birthday dinner because her birthday was on Tuesday. So everybody fucking better wish her a happy birthday.
Bro, I'll find you. Bro, what happened? What happened to your hair, bro?
What do you mean,
what happened to your hair, bro?
Oh, yeah, dude, I got my hair braided, dude. It was so cool. I felt like a badass until, like, the rubber bands kept breaking. And so, like, my sister-in-law had to, like double up on, like, the rubber bands. And then, like, the next day, like, it just kind of started hurting too much. I need to wash my hair anyways. And so I just took them out. Dude, yeah. And those were a bitch to take out, too, yeah. Man. Holy fuck, man. Fuck those rubber bands.
Dude, I remember when I went to this girl's party, like, in high school, Liz did my hair when I had a hell of long hair. She did, like, the butterfly knot, which if you girls know what we're talking about, I don't know if it's a butterfly knot. It's like, oh, it's the fishtail. It's, like, some super hard knot. And I went to school with it, and these girls were like, oh, my God, who did that? And I was like,
my personal stylist,
yeah.
Bitch.
She's really good at doing hair.
Yeah, dude. She did, like, kind of like twisted corn rolls pretty much on my head. Like
corn rolls?
Yeah.
Other corn rows.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Corn rolls.
Rolls. Rows. They're like singles, whatever. Yeah, whatever the fuck you want to call it,
bro,
dude. Go
hair,
fuck yourself, okay?
That hair changed you, bro.
Yeah, dude. Suck a dick. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're over here talking shit, bro.
You're just
fucking mad because I'm long hair. Don't care, bro.
Scott's going off like a New Yorker.
Like, yeah, dude. Fuck it, you know? Fuck it, dude. I live that gangster life now. You know what I mean?
Hell?
Like, dude, I'm fucking, like, certified black now. I had the fucking cornrows, you know? I don't give a fuck anymore, dude.
Yeah.
No, nah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm not racist. I swear, I really am not. I was just kidding. We all love you. I love all people equally, and I hate all people equally. You know?
Whoa. No. So we're here today to talk about Game of Thrones.
Are we really?
Season 6, Episode 1.
Seems like I was just talking about my life.
Yeah, well, we can talk about life, too.
Dude,
you know?
We could.
Like, that's all part of the shtick, you know?
So what happened to you this week, Christian?
Wait, is this a real question?
Yeah.
Wait, am I supposed to say something? Like,
yeah, dude, about, like, your computer and your car.
Oh, my God.
And fucking people eating all your barbecue and shit, dude.
Oh, my God.
Like, what the fuck is this, homie?
Dude, so, Scott was vacant last weekend because he was with his madre.
Yes.
And so, I was, like, hanging out. I was like, oh, well, I better go back to the card shop, get some more sleeves because we're building a cube.
Yes.
And I needed more sleeves. And I'm sitting in my little rocky chair. And my nephew, like, jumps on me, and I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm like, all right, let's go. So I got up, and the chair, like, bumped the desk. And I was like, that's whatever. So I stood up. Next thing I know, my 27-inch $2,000 Mac fell.
Yeah, dude.
Cracked
the
screen.
Like, what the fuck, man?
It still works for recording, obviously. We're using it right now. And Apple was all like, hey, buddy, remember when we told you that would be covered? Fuck you. Yeah, they said that to me, so...
I told him what to say, dude. I told him to fucking call him up and be like, dude, suck a dick, homie. Yeah. No, fuck that. Don't even call him homie because he's no longer your friend. Just like, suck a fucking dick.
Yeah.
A big, large one down your throat.
Yes. And a while ago, I was soccer pro Lionel Messi.
Yes.
I kicked my soccer ball into my Fiat, meaning to put it in my trunk, but hit a wicked strike straight to my rearview mirror, broke the rearview mirror, and cracked the glass around it on my front windshield. And I was like, ah, it's fine. And that happened about 4 months ago. And now it has started to spread down the glass. So that happened this week. And I'm just like, fuck, everything's cracking in my life.
So what did you learn from this?
Well, number one, I'm only good at soccer when I'm trying to be bad at soccer. And number two, don't kick your ball into your car. Like, yeah. Because it's a Fiat, guys, like, there's no, you know, it's like the trunk is connected to the rest of the car. It's just like a little hatchback, you know, it goes right through the car.
Uh-huh.
Fucking went right through the entire car, hit the rear mirror.
It was like, kaboom, dude. You're lucky that shit didn't break the glass, dude.
Dude, I know.
Dude.
I didn't even kick it that hard, I didn't think, and I fucking destroyed it, dude.
God, fucking next Messi, dude. Come on, bro.
I'm like, fuck.
Come on, bro.
But yeah, my computer screen's cracked, and now it's ugly. My fucking car, windshield is fucking broken. It's ugly. I'm just like, fuck, man. Ugh. But then, like, we're barbecuing at work this week, and, like, I was just joking. Like, this kid, Clint, came and clocked out for lunch. I was like, oh, where are you going for lunch? He's like, downstairs. I was like, oh, shit, bro. Like, bring me the barbecue. Like, I was just fucking with him. Like, you can't fucking bring me a barbecue. I'm not going to eat it. What the fuck? And, like, he's like, dude, you're fucking barbecuing? I'm like, dude, I'm not barbecuing. Like, he goes downstairs, tells everybody I'm barbecuing. This guy comes up. He's like, dude, I forgot my lunch. You're barbecuing, bro? I'll go in on that. You'll go in on that. All right, fine. Fine. So I go talk to him before lunch. He's like, oh, Chad wants something. Chad don't work for us. He works at a different shop on the boardwalk where we work. I'm like, well, that's fucking nice. He's like, dude, I'll pay for him. He pays for me all the time on stuff. I'm like, all right, fine. Fine. So I go spend $40 on some food for barbecue, dude. The kid who initially told everybody I was going to barbecue gave me $10. I was like, all right. Then the guy who said he was going to cover someone else gave me $9. He's like, that's all I got, bro. Come to find out, the guy, Chad, gave him $10 to give to me in addition to that, and he kept the $10 and made a dollar. That was some bullshit, okay?
Damn, bro, you got scammed, homie.
And then I barbecued today, and I was like, fuck all y'all. This is my food, niggas.
Oh, damn. That's fucking funny. But, yeah, dude, I had a cooking experience, like I said earlier. You know, me and my brother, we cooked my mom her birthday dinner. She wanted some shrimp fettuccine Alfredo, bro. So we're like, fuck it, we never cooked this. Let's fucking do it, dude. So, you know, here's a little fucking cooking tip for you guys if you don't know how to make the Alfredo sauce, bro. I'm gonna walk you through it real quick, bro. So you fucking, like, melt some fucking delicious fucking fat fucking clogging butter into a pan, and then you add some cream, like some heavy cream, bro, and then, like, you know, you let that, like, simmer up. That so what simmer means is, you know, when, like, the little bubbles come up, bro, that's what simmering
that's like
is.
Simmering, don't let it boil, don't let
yeah,
it boil.
Yeah simmer. It's just like the simmer's like the little bubbles that are coming up.
You gotta make
yeah.
sure you turn it down if it starts getting real bubbly.
Yeah, bro. And then so it's simmering, so, you know, we gotta turn down the heat to, like, level 4, bro. So, you know, it's not that hot, but it's still hot, bro, you know what I mean? So then you let it cook for, like, I don't know, like 3 minutes at that point. And then when that 3 minutes is up, bro, you add your Parmesan cheese, dog. Man, you know what fucking Parmesan cheese does for girl? It thickens it up, bro. It's real good, like. So then you add your garlic. But here's a tip, dude. Don't follow other people's recipes, because they told me to fucking put, like, 2 cups of Parmesan cheese. That was a lot. We had to add, like, extra garlic because it was too Parmesan-y. It was like,
I don't know if that's possible, but yeah.
And you have to, like, really, like, don't pour it in all at once, because, like, it becomes too chalky.
You gotta, like, sprinkle it in there.
Yeah. You have to, like, let it sprinkle in there, and then, like, let it cook for, like, I don't know, 20 seconds or so. So it, like, melts in there.
Maybe we should, like, were you using, like, powder Parmesan or, like, fresh Parmesan?
No, it has to be grated, bro.
It has to be grated?
Yeah, it has to be grated. Because the other kind, like, if it's, like, shredded or whatever,
it'll just, like, it'll just be there. It'll be all, like,
floating
enchilada.
Inside you. Yeah, exactly. So then when that's done, bro, at the same time, bro, we're cooking, like, French bread, some fucking noodles. We had a shit ton of noodles. We made way too much noodles. So, like, the ratio of noodles to sauce wasn't correct. But it still ended up pretty fucking good, I must say. And like the shrimp was delicious because we added shrimp because my mom didn't want chicken Alfredo. She wanted shrimp Alfredo because she's fancy like that. And, you know, so I was like, fuck it, mom, you could have whatever you like. It's whatever you like.
Yeah.
So then, you know, we fucking eat and it was delicious, man. And then, you know, I had a little brewski and then my brother made me an alcoholic drink, bro. And I was fucking partying all night. Not really, bro. I went to sleep like 2 hours later or something. No. My brother took me home 2 hours later.
I'm not going to lie, though. I made a killer bacon Alfredo one time.
Bacon Alfredo. Oh, yeah, dude. I fucking remember that. But that was like the jarred Alfredo sauce. It was, sauce, dude. Yeah. We got to make that shit from scratch. It's so much better.
Yeah. We had little veggie noodles and whole grain noodles and stuff in there. It was good.
Yeah, man. It was pretty awesome.
But Scott brought up a good point about ratios. Like, I'm a big proponent of ratios in food. Everybody knows that. Like, yeah. So, like, we went to McDonald's tonight. You fucking fancy, right?
Yeah, bro.
So, Scott's like... broke kind of sometimes, and he's like, I'll just get some McDoubles, you know, like when you got less money you got to cut down a little bit, you can't be getting all them double cheeses. I was like, fuck it, man, I'll pay for you. I got him some double cheeses because I cannot abide by McDoubles. Two buns, two pieces of meat, one piece of cheese, ratio is fucked up. You need two cheese, two meat, two bun.
Nerdy boy way of life. So if you're going to be a fucking nerd elite like us, you got to have two pieces of cheese, bro, not one.
Yeah.
Fuck it, dude. You save your gas money, bro, and you put in the extra change for that extra piece of cheese,
dog.
And
you cannot put your own cheese from home on that, okay?
Yeah, no, fuck that. It's not the same. Because let's be honest, dude, they have like fucking cancer-infested fucking mystical cheese at McDonald's that will fucking give you diabetes for sure, but it's delicious.
For sure, diabetes. Like, if you guys want to know, like, the Nerdy Boy specials at different places, like, they'll all probably give you diabetes, but it's great. Like, Texas Roadhouse, I don't know if you have a Texas Roadhouse, but there's a Nerdy Boy special. You get the chicken critters, you get a side of cream gravy. It's delicious.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Just dip them in that cream gravy. Diabetes, yeah, for sure. Nerdy
so,
Boy
like,
special.
So, like, chicken critters are basically, like, chicken strips, just better.
Different,
you know?
Kind of batter.
Yeah, like a different kind of batter.
They're kind of batter.
Yeah, they're batter. All right, so, you know, we've been talking for a while about our life experience. Yeah. We should probably get back into Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we should talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you know, the whole point of this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed that little segment of our life and our cooking tips and what to eat if you're a nerd elite.
we're gonna add that on our website. So prepare for the page, what to eat if you're a nerd elite. We're going to add this.
Yeah, dude, don't even worry about it, you know. So, as you know, Game of Thrones, something we podcast about, usually runs about, what, like 12
episodes? 10, 12
episodes. Yeah, 10, 12 episodes. This last Sunday was the premiere for the new season, season 6. So, basically, we just want to let you guys know how it's going to work from now on. So, we're going to do separate Game of Thrones podcasts. Obviously, this is Game of Thrones podcast. so... they air on Sunday, and we obviously they are on Sunday nights, so we obviously don't have enough time to watch it and podcast about it because Christian has work the next day. Yeah. So, you know, and he has to wake up early to drive like an hour away to work, fucking at, you know, in the ocean, and you know, he has to fucking, you know, deal with the fucking boats and sailing pirates and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to go stop those Somali pirates.
Yeah, bro. They're a real deal out here.
What
so...
is it? Captain Philip or something?
Yeah,
what's that
dude?
Movie?
Fucking Captain Hook and shit, dude. He seen him last week. He told me. He said, bro, I'm looking for Peter Pan. Can you point me in the direction? He said, go west, dude, into the ocean, and you'll find him for sure.
Dude, Sean must have been the fucking crocodile from that movie because that dude had, like, alligator skin.
Yeah, for real, dude. I'm trying to tell you. So, back on topic, fucking talking about pirates and Peter Pan and shit, fuck it, who cares? Anyways, fucking, all right, so yes, they air on Sunday, we'll be podcasting a bit about it the week after, hopefully we can get them always done by like maybe Friday night and stuff, that's what we're aiming for, but they'll for sure be done the weekend after it airs. So look for that, and then, you know, again, they'll air every Sunday, of course.
Right.
So,
yep.
Yeah. We try to publish all of our stuff on Sundays, so always be on the lookout on Sundays. We always post about it on our social media. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our website, as always, www.nerdyboysreviews.com, bro. Oh, and go like our Facebook page. We've been having some activity on
and
there.
And you can, like, subscribe to our podcast, so, like, when it goes out, it sends you a message on your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, download the new Nerdy Boys podcast, you fucker. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Let's finally get into this.
Into it. So what'd you think, dude? Like, was it worth the wait? Was the hype for real?
I think it was a good start. You know, like, they always go in a little slow, you know, but they're setting up all the big arcs over the season. And I think overall, you know, it's something to be excited about, right?
Yeah, dude. No, for sure. I was definitely pleased with it. You know, nothing crazy happened, I don't feel like. I mean, kind of crazy, but. but, you know, it's just, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, it was good, dude, for sure. I really, really enjoyed it. Nothing too bad or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go check it out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know really what else to say there.
Yeah, that's all. All right, so that's a podcast.
Just playing.
So we start the episode with Jon Snow. We don't discover, but it's discovered that he's dead and a little traitor sign and everything. So we know, like, the wall kind of thing is, like, Jon Snow's allies are, like, going to turn against the, like, new commander or whatever. Who's like, I killed Jon Snow.
He's like, I did it. And everybody was, like, going all crazy and shit. And he's like,
He was our Lord Commander.
And it's like, dude, fucking hold on, dude. Wait your turn. I didn't even fucking call on you, bro. Sit the fuck down.
Did you even fucking raise your hand?
Yeah, dude, seriously. You can't just be talking out of turn and shit. Yeah. Like, learn.
That's how you get murdered.
Know your role, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, and, like, you have, like his allies and
shit.
They're
going to go get, like, the wildlings or something to help him? Yeah, like,
I don't know where they went. He went somewhere. Maybe he went for, like, the Red Witch or whatever the fuck her face is.
Well, she's there with him.
No, she's in her own room, though, remember?
Yeah. Being all gross.
Yeah, dude. She, like, fucking took off her necklace and turned to this pruny old dusty bitch.
Yeah, like a million years old. Like, you literally saw the dust coming off her vagina.
Dude, I was like, dude.
I was like, oh, this is so creepy, dude.
Fucking, do you realize fucking Jon Snow hit that dusty pussy, dude? And I was like, fucking go, Jon Snow, dog.
Fucking and Stannis, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like, everybody hit
Did
that
they fucking
shit.
Know? They didn't know. They couldn't have known.
They couldn't have known.
Oh, fucking take what you can get, dude.
That's why she always kept that shit on.
Hashtag Christian 2016 gonna get in that. I believe in you, buddy. You could do it.
Oh, thanks, pal.
You could do it, dog. Oh, shit.
That reminds me of work today. Like, this guy was like, Christian, you got a date tonight? It's Friday. I was like, no. He's like, what? I was like, bro, have you seen this shit?
Have you seen this fucking face, dude?
No. I was like, bro, I don't know, mirror.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man.
Yeah. So then we have, like, what's his face? Theon and Sansa all, like, running from the dogs and shit.
Dude, I thought, I was like, dude, I felt so bad. I thought, I did not really expect that, like, Brienne and stuff to catch up to him. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they're going to save him. I was like, dude, that's so fucked.
Yeah.
I was like, they really catch up to him like that? I was like, that's such bullshit, dude.
Yeah. They're like, I was going like, back like, already.
I'm just like, fuck, dude, I can't stand this fucking Ramsay douche.
Yeah, his dad can't even stand him. He's like, hopefully my wife will give me a son.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, you bastard.
So
child.
Do we believe that Jon Snow is actual dead? Like,
no,
is he gonna come
no,
back to life?
No, dude.
Is like some parasite gonna climb up his ass?
Yeah, probably, dude. That fucking dusty pussy's gonna fucking latch onto his dick and then fucking, you know, she's gonna ride
like,
the
take my old person powers.
Yeah, dude. She's gonna like fucking ride out fucking the rest of her life on that, dude. And it's like, oh, dude. So we did warn you guys that there was explicit content. So if there's any little kids listening, dude, you shouldn't be listening to this shit.
We're sorry.
No, dude, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, we
fuck that, dude. I warned you. Don't let your kids listen to us, man. No, actually, let your kids listen to us. We need the views.
Tell their friends about us.
Yeah, tell your kids to tell our friends and shit because we need fucking listens, man.
We're gonna have little kids going to school like, hey, Blake. Have you heard Dirty Boys reviews? They're fucking great. And then their kid, like, dude, we're going to get a bad rap at school.
Nah, we got
fucking
this, bro.
Teachers are going to be like, if I see Nerdy Boys on your phone, I'm taking it.
Hell yeah, dog. We're popular now. We've made it.
Dude, we got to get that Darth Vader cup that stirs itself.
We finally made it. We can buy this cup now. So there's this cup, right? We found out like a Hot Topic And so if you don't know, like Hot Topic, if you guys don't know what that is, it's like a pop culture store, really.
Yeah, they sold out.
Yeah, they sold out. They're major sellouts. Dude, I fucking promote the fuck out of them for it, dude. I'll sell out any day.
Yeah. Dude, people sell out for a reason.
Yeah, dude. Like, let's make some money, dude. Fuck it. No, I'm just kidding.
Anybody want to buy a podcast?
Yeah, anybody want to buy a podcast, dude? No, JK, bro, we're not sellouts. You know, we always stay original.
I mean, for the right price, but.
For the right price. Shut the fuck up, dude. People are going to stop listening to us, like, dude, we hate sellouts, bro. Fucking get the fuck out of my life, dude. No.
Dude, we're going to come back next week and we're going to be like, so today on our podcast, we're going to talk about the Sudan.
The Sudan. Yeah, so at Hot Topic, dude, they had this, of course, you know, pop culture, so Star Wars. They had a Star Wars mug with Darth Vader, and I think it was, like, his lightsaber, right? Or something.
I don't know, something.
It was supposed to be the Force, right? You press this button, and it fucking stirs itself. Yeah, dude. And Christian was like,
this is the height of luxury.
Yeah, like, dude. He's like, dude, you can only buy this mug if when you've actually made it in life, dude. So, you know what? We've made it in life, and we can go buy that mug,
dude,
now.
It's like the person who made that mug is like, I fucking hate my fucking servant. Like, it's like Bruce Wayne is like, I'm tired of you, Alfred. I'll get a cup that stirs itself.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, man. But who's going to give him the cup? So he can never really fire Alfred.
I mean, Clark will give it to him for Christmas or something.
No. I mean, like, who's going to pour this stuff into the cup for him?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, see, he always needs one person around. So Alfred's going to always be that. Get the fuck out of here.
Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman's going to pour him his coffee, bro. Hell yeah.
She's
going to
be like, buck up, chum.
Right? All right.
Anyway.
So what were we talking about? Okay, Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
yes.
We're talking about Game of Thrones, yes. What this podcast about?
I don't even know anymore. Okay.
Theon and Sansa.
Oh, yes.
And then
Brienne saved him, and, you know, was like, hey, dude, I offer my fucking service to you. And then she
was
like,
a good scene.
And then she didn't really know what to say. Like, she forgot part of, like, you know, her part of that
and
thing. And
Pod's
then she looked
like
stupid as fuck. And I was like, how do you not know this? And I'm just like, what the fuck is going
on?
Dude,
how does she not have hypothermia? They walk through that water and it's freezing outside. Like, her legs should fall off, man.
Dude, I thought, like, what's his name? Theon? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought Theon was going to, like, try and cuddle up to her and stuff. I was like,
I thought he was.
I was like, you little fucking no dick nigga.
Oh, she doesn't have to worry about him getting a chub.
How funny was it, like, when the guard came up and he was like, I wonder what else Ramsay's going to cut off of you. Oh, my God. Dude, that shit was, like, perfect. I was fucking dying when that happened. I was like, seriously, what else could he cut off? Like, dude, you cut off a dude's dick, and he's like, fuck it, dude, I would commit suicide.
He
fuck
probably
it,
still has his balls.
What's he going to do with that? Did he, like, spurt fucking jizz out of it? Like, out of the stub? Like, maybe only cut, like, part of it off or something. I don't know. Like, who knows, dude? But, dude, how funny would that be? Just a tip. No, because remember they showed it was like a burnt sausage or something. And they let the dog eat it.
No. The sausage was a joke. They cut it off and sent it to his dad.
Oh, yeah.
In like a box. No, that sausage, she was so funny. He's just like shaking the sausage.
Oh my god. What else are you gonna cut off? Like, what the fuck? That's fucked up, dude. Let him cut off your dick and see how you feel, you asshole. Like, I feel bad for Theon. Like, dude, he was a major traitor and a fucking douchebag, but I know a guy deserves to have his dick cut off. Like, well, I mean, maybe. But that's a different subject. I won't even go into that shit. Yeah, so then you have, I don't know, who else was it? Oh, Daenerys.
Yeah, she
Let's
got
talk
captured
about Daenerys.
By the Dothraki.
Dude, and they're like, dude, I'm going to fuck you right in the pussy. And then, like, and yeah, but like, in their language, because they didn't think that they could, like, you know, she could understand them. And she's like, I'm going to rip off her clothes and fuck her right in the ass and shit.
Right in the fucking asshole.
And then, like, dude, like... She was so funny, dude.
She's like, they don't think that Daenerys Stormborn called Chica.
Really? Is that what she did?
No.
I don't know about that.
You're like, did he fucking learn this language? When did this happen?
What's going on? It wouldn't surprise me. Didn't you try to like learn like Elvish?
I did learn quite a bit of Elvish.
All right, all right, teach me some stuff right now. Teach everyone. Enlighten us all, Christian. Teach us some stuff.
Okay. So.
He's like, dude, I wasn't prepared for this.
So, what I know the most is Legolas is seen in Two Towers. Where, like Gimli's like, most have seen too many winters. And he's like, all too few or something. And he's like, look at them. They're frightened. And then he says, Nadine Dagor, which means, and they should be. And he says, Dele Tanai, the Karmanik. And then, like, Aragorn's like, because his Elvish, like, it's good, but, like, who fucking cares what he said? He's not fucking Legolas.
Yeah.
And then Legolas is like, Aragorn, Nagadagathaya, like, which means they're all going to die. Or he said, Nadine Dagor, in you era all three. So, I remember. I memorized that scene.
Everybody, right? I'm not going to do it because it probably hurts your eardrums, but, dude, give Christian a round of applause, dude. I want you to fucking send us a video of you clapping by yourself while listening to our podcast.
You're like a fucking loser. Just like in your room, like...
Just slow clap it up, bro. It's whatever. It doesn't matter. Golf clap it out. No, fucking... The loud fucking obnoxious clap. It don't matter, dude. Send us a video of it, dude. It'll be a good time. We'll post it somewhere.
Yeah. We'll post it on our YouTube page.
Yeah, dude. Fucking hilarious. That'd be so funny. No, that was pretty good, dude. So, yeah. All right. Yes. Oh, yes. Dothraki. Yes. So, yeah. They take her to, like, the leader. And then, you know, she's like, you know, he's like, I'm going to have my way with you. And all his, like, little servants is like, kill the blonde-haired witch and stuff. She's no good.
She's whatever. Put a spell on you.
And then, you know, she's like, oh, you know, she thought she was smart by playing out her hand that, you know, she used to be married to
Khal Drogo.
Yeah, Khal Drogo. And then, you know, that kind of backfired on her bitch ass.
He's like, I'll put you in the house with all them Eder widows.
Yeah, like, it's like Dothraki, like, law. It's like once the leader dies or whatever, their wife or stuff have to, like, spend the rest of her day somewhere or something. So right now she's kind of fucked. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
It's funny because it's like her whole, like, plan has been, like, to abolish slavery and, like, the, what is it called? Like, what? Away from Westeros. I don't know what that area is called. I forgot. I wanted to call it the Outer Rim, but this is Star Wars.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's like her whole goal has been to abolish slavery there, but, like, she's now a slave.
So how do you think, like, she's going to get free? Do you think, like, the dragon's going to come save her? Or do you think, what's-her-faces are going to find them and then probably fail?
Well, Jorah's going to become a stone man sometime. Yeah. And then I'm pretty sure he's probably going to kill Dario. Like,
yeah, dude, because you don't know what his motives are. He's still a sneaky little fucker, dude.
I think her dragons are going to save her.
How did he get to have sex with Daenerys, man? Lucky motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, like multiple times.
I want to have sex with Daenerys. Yeah. Dude, that looks like a good time.
Like, what a fucking good time.
Like, seriously, dude. Yeah,
well, meanwhile, while she's gone, Tyrion's over in Meereen trying to learn some things. And
Then, like, there's a random fire or some shit, and I was like, I don't even know what's going on, dude. There's, like, a preacher, there's like a preacher, man. I was like, preach on, brother man.
He was, like, giving that lady money and, like, for your kid to eat. Yeah, and she thought he was saying he was going to eat her kid.
Yeah, dude, I was fucking laughing, dude. I was like, dude. I was like, he's a fucking gremlin, dude.
But at least he still has a dick.
Dude, I was like, well, what's his last name? Peter Dinklage or whatever?
Peter Dinklage, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the world's a better place with that guy, dude. Yeah. Did you see, like, the internet photo of him, like, riding a scooter around town or some shit? I was laughing so hard, dude. Like, I mean, I don't discriminate against, like, short people or midgets, whatever you want to call them. Like,
dude, we glorify them now, dude.
Like, I don't have a problem with anybody.
Dude, he's the next, like...
But you have to admit, though, it was funny to look at, dude. I'm like, I don't care who you are. I don't have a problem with my own discriminating. Please don't hate me for saying that, but, like, you know what I mean? You know,
yeah, like, it's like Vern Troyer, who played Mini-Me. Like everybody loved that guy, you know?
Dude, that guy was, like, a legend, bro.
Yeah, he now, like, Peter Dinklage is, like, the new him, you know?
Yeah, for reals, dude. Like, Peter Dinklage.
So then we also...
Arya.
Yes, Arya. Arya's all blind and shit because she stole a face from the wall. And, like, and, like, the other girl is, like, trying to train her, but she's, like, beating the shit out of her. So I guess we're going to see where that story goes. Like,
it should be interesting, though, because, like, because the storyline's supposed to be, like, she's supposed to turn into, like, a warg now.
I think that's what we said, but like maybe her eyes were just white because she's blind. Like maybe we just missaw it. Like, because I think I said that, like, oh, she's going to be a war because her eyes are white. But I think we forgot she went blind. So that, yeah. I think that's my fault.
Well, maybe we're just fucking stupid and don't know what the fuck we're talking about, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
Who fucking knows?
Yeah, so maybe we'll have to ask Ashley. Maybe we'll have her on next podcast or something. Yeah. And
she's the resident person in here who read Game of Thrones, so we'll try not to get her to spoil anything for you guys, because we don't want shit spoiled for
us. Wait, well, no, this season's, like, past what the books are talking about. Like, this season's, like, not even in the books, dude.
Well, some of it is, I think, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, do you care about Arya's storyline or no? Like, I mean...
I mean, I care a little bit, but it's like...
I mean, if she becomes a warg, then I'd be interested, but I don't really care. Like, I don't care about fucking little fucking blind fighting girls and shit. I'm like, I don't care shit. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well,
fucking
I feel cheap-ass Daredevil bitch. The face-stealing thing is gonna be, like, important. Like, it's gonna have some huge impact. Like, we spent so much time on it, you know?
Yeah.
But we just don't know what that is yet.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even get to see, what's his name?
Bran. Like, he was noticeably absent. Like, we spent the whole season without him, and everybody's all hyped that he's coming back. He's not even in the damn episode.
He better be in next episode. I'll be pretty upset if he's not in next episode.
That dude got some powers.
So, oh, dude, how crazy was it, like, when, what the fuck are they called? Something snake or whatever?
Sand snakes? Yeah. Elaria?
Yeah, like, they're killing everybody in that one place. I don't
know. Dude, they fucking killed Prince Tristain, and they killed the king and shit. And
I was like, dude, holy fuck, dude, they're going to sell to, like, Westeros and try to kill everybody there,
dude,
too.
They're going
to
start a war with fucking King's Landing, dude.
Yeah, they probably are, dude. It's going to be nuts, dude. Ah, dude, I'm so excited because, like, there's going to be so many wars happening in this season, and it's going to be really, really good. I can't, because, like, I think my favorite group of people are the Dothraki, and, like, I really can't wait to see what happens with them. Like, are they going
to... Dude, they're going to get burned to a crisp by the dragon,
Do you think so? Like, Or do you think they might ally themselves with Khaleesi?
I mean, I don't think they'll listen to her, because, like, they already don't respect women, you know?
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe you know, the leader, I don't know what his, do you know what his name is? We'll just call him King Dothraki, douche.
The Call.
The Call, yeah, we'll call him The Call, and maybe they'll break the rule, and maybe him and Daenerys will get married. And
like,
then,
only if he can mount her.
Yeah, dude, that fucking looks like a good time, bro. Like, good luck, dude. Fucking party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the big surprise of the episode.
Yeah. But...
The Red Woman.
Yes.
The Gray Woman.
Dude, I thought Davos was going to, like, walk in on her and be like, oh, fuck.
What the fuck is that, dude?
Because, like, dude, he, like, didn't like her, but he was, like, advocating to everyone for his. He's like, you haven't seen the power I've seen. And, like, then, like, we saw her take off her necklace. Like, we're like, dude, I saw this meme. I don't know. Like, I think it's a common meme. Like, the black guy who's, like smiling, and then his face gets all shocked.
Yeah.
Like, they did that when, like, she was, like, naked as, like, the redhead. And then when she, like, they show the other one, he's like, That's kind of how it
was.
Dude,
then we have, like, a really raunchy one Christian showed me today.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
We can't really explain it, but we will post it on our Instagram and our Twitter.
Dude,
just so you guys can see.
Disturbing.
Dude, it's so funny, dude. It's basically, like, a comparison to some of the female characters' vaginas. It's pretty fucking funny, dude.
With, like, fruit, but, like, hers is, like, a rotted out lemon. That's, like everything's been taken out of it.
Yeah, dude, like, that's the Red Woman. But, dude, just go check it out. It'll be on our Instagram and our Twitter. Please don't be, like, so crazy about it. Like, dude, it's not a big deal. It's just a meme. It's the internet, dude, where fucking trolls live and, you know, fucking people who don't take showers live, you know. So, it's okay.
It's all right, yeah.
What else?
Dude, that's like the whole episode, honestly. Like,
so, okay, so we talked about all the different storylines now. But what'd you think about the episode? Like, do you think it was good or not?
I thought it was good, yeah. I don't think it was, like, a great episode.
Yeah.
I think it was just... It was a good return episode, but there's still a lot more to see, you know? So, hopefully we do, like... Obviously, like, people are dying all the time, so... It's like, deaths aren't very, like,
now. It was the typical Game of Thrones premiere, you know? Like, what they do in this show is... It's not nonstop action. It's a lot of writing. It's a lot of...
It's a lot of dialogue. Yeah. A lot of,
Exposition.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, dude. A lot of different like fine details. You really have to pay attention and really kind of listen to like what they're trying to foreshadow and stuff. It's definitely not like the nonstop action kind of thing like you get like on like Arrow or something or the Flash where they're fighting all the time and stuff.
Right. Or it's even a Daredevil. Lot, you know.
Yeah. It's it really is a lot of dialogue, and you know, you have to stick with it. You know, they'll have their shock factors and stuff, but it's really good writing. When you just come down to it, you know?
This show really buys into the whole kind of, like, serial kind of TV style. It's like, you really have to pay attention. Because, like, things that might have seemed minor in the first season that were mentioned are, like, now all of a sudden important, you know? So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's get into ratings.
Hold up, everybody. Scott's got to get the new grading scale. And this might make our other episode grades seem very nice because... It's like we've always talked about it one way and kind of graded a different way because, you know, we're weird. We're very lenient. So, like, if you're like, oh, they gave this episode this and it wasn't that good and, like, whatever, like, you just got to be patient with our grades because we might have to go back and revise them. I don't know when we'll do that. Long process. But new grading scale.
Okay. So, should I start from the top and go to the bottom or from the bottom to the top?
I'd start from the top just because then it's like,
started from the bottom. Now we're here. Oh, no. All right. So, of course, 10 would be a perfect episode. We didn't find anything wrong with it. It was super awesome, you know, much like The Flash always has. 9 to 9.9 is either great to almost perfect. So how we grade it is anything 9.5 to 9.0 would be the great spectrum. And almost perfect is 9.6 to 9.9. 5 to 8.0 is good. 8.6 to 8.9 is very good. 7, the whole spectrum is like average. 6 is below average. 5 is satisfactory. Like, you know, it kind of did its, like, you know, what they were doing, but it didn't really, like, entertain you. Like, it wasn't, like, you know, exciting for you or anything like that.
Maybe 5 should be, like, satisfactory / needs improvement.
Yeah. 4 was bad, 3 is super bad, and 2 and below is just complete shit.
Yeah, it's just shit, yeah.
And, you know, you have to consider, like, the spectrum of shit is like, you know, you have dogs in your house, you walk out into the hallway, and you step into a pile of shit. Is it that bad? Or, you know, what else could it be? I don't know.
Or is it like you go out in the hall, you trip in some piss, and then you land face first into that shit?
Yeah, dude,
like,
that's just not
one
a good
is
time,
worse.
Dude,
one like, is worse.
Yeah, dude, obviously. So... With that being said, we're obviously going to post this grading scale with a little bit more detail on our website, so be sure to check that out. Our website is obviously www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Go check it out.
Please.
Please. It always helps us out. So, with that being said, what would you give this grade?
I think I'd just give it, like, an 8.
Just straight 8?
Like a straight 8, yeah.
Okay, I think I'd give it an 8.5. I think it was on the bridge of being very good, but it was good. You know what I mean? It was like their typical episode. You know, nothing major happened. Yeah. And I feel like that's honestly kind of a typical grade for this thing.
Yeah.
This kind of show is like, you know, it's like the storylines are progressing, but it's nothing major is happening.
There are
so.
Very, very few bad episodes of Game of Thrones, if they even exist. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. And I think we spent half of this podcast talking about other things, but...
That's all right, dude.
But we got through the Game of Thrones stuff, and our lives are pretty interesting occasionally, you know?
Occasionally.
And it's, like, it's pretty good because, like, most of the time, we're just, like, together, so, like, our stories are the same. But, like, when we're apart, it's, like, we come back with some crazy stories.
Yeah, like, what happens when they're not fucking together, dude? Like, holy shit, dude. Oh, the world goes fucking into chaos. Who knows?
Yeah.
So we also have, 3 more podcasts this weekend to get through. We have, a Civil War where we kind of discuss in depth of the two sides, which one we picked, why, what we can expect from the movie, et cetera, you know, there's a lot of things that we're going to cover in that one. That's the one we're going to do next, I believe.
Yeah.
They'll all probably be published at the same time, so be on the look for that. We have our regular podcast this weekend, you know, ranging our weekly news and our shows. We also have our comic talk that we've been putting off for quite a while, and even though we have a jammed schedule this weekend, we can no longer put it off, so we, you know, we're definitely going to dedicate the time to finish that out for you guys.
So, Yeah. We got a lot of stuff we're working on too. So hopefully we get some new theme songs and everything. And
yeah.
Magic the Gathering fans game day is Saturday, or was Saturday, or wherever you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. And there's been like a lot of changes in Magic right now too. So if you guys are interested in that, reach out to us. Maybe we can talk about that, post an article or something. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. We're diverse. I was about to say noobs.
We're equal nerds. Opportunity nerds.
Yeah, dude. We dabble into everything, dude. Cosplay, fucking comics. I get into anime, yeah, bro.
Gaming,
card gaming, fucking board games. We fucking love it all, dude.
Yeah.
Equal opportunists, bro. We get it.
Yes.
We get it all.
So yeah, that's all of our Game of Thrones talk, though.
Yeah.
We'll try to fill all, like, the, you know, so these podcasts aren't just, like, 15, 20 minutes. We'll try to fill the space with other cool stuff, you know? But, you know, sometimes we're just going to have our minds blown by shit. We had a good laugh about about Theon, so.
Yeah, and his little fucking burnt wiener that they fed to a dog. Man, dude. All right, guys. So that's all we have for Game of Thrones, though. Be sure to check out our Civil War regular podcast and comic talk this weekend. Also, be sure to always follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go check out our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Make sure that when you check out our Facebook and stuff, like the page. If you can help us out, link it to your friends, anybody that would be interested in our podcast. Yeah. Also, you know, when I say go follow us and stuff, you should already know what the fuck that means, dude. Hit the follow button, you lazy fuck.
Yes. Yes. And I know we do it all the time, but I got to shout out our buddy Nicholas J again on Twitter.
Wow.
Always supporting us. Loved our last podcast. And just because of that, I think maybe we turned it up a little bit. We had a lot of caffeine before this too, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Just got to keep it like fun and entertaining. And it's like, got to make you guys laugh. And if we're having fun, you're having fun, hopefully. So.
Yeah, dude. And I know like when I feel the energy from Christian, dude, like I try to bring the energy. He feels it from me, dude. And we just try to feed off each other, dude. And it's a lot more fun that way. And I hope that you guys are having fun. I hope, you know, when we really try to bring it, because, you know, we really do put a lot into this. So I hope you guys are enjoying it.
And hopefully
if you guys do, just message us. Like, hey, you know, great podcast, guys. Or, you know, if you didn't feel that way, hey, be like, hey, dude, this podcast is lacking, bro.
Tone
pick
it down
up.
Or something.
Yeah,
or,
dude. It doesn't fucking matter.
Hopefully we don't feed off each other too much, because then we'll end up looking like the Red Woman after she took her necklace off.
Yeah, bro.
We'll be all drained of everything.
And then fucking Christian will have a dusty pussy, so it's all good.
What was that? What was that Patel guy saying?
Oh,
or whatever, like, hey, I'm a female. I'll just insert my pussy.
Dude. So, like, I also play RuneScape, guys, because I game and stuff. I play everything. I play, like, Division, Madden, fucking everything, dude.
FIFA,
RuneScape, NBA 2K, but RuneScape, though. I've been watching Twitch a lot, and I watched this guy, Ice Poseidon, and then, you know, I heard of this other guy named Raj Patel, dude, and he's a funny motherfucker, dude. He, like, talks in this Indian accent, even though he's, like, an English guy, and, like, I actually have video proof of him. I'm not just spouting out lies and shit, dude. Like, fucking...
Like, people
guy-
are listening to this right now, like, this guy's full of shit.
Like, I know who the fuck Raj Patel is, dude, but he used to host this thing on Twitter called Titty Tuesday.
Titty?
Yeah, TT Tuesday, but, you know, he's a fucking funny guy, dude. So if you guys ever get a chance, if you guys watch Twitch, it doesn't even matter about the RuneScape gameplay, dude. They're funny entertainers, dude. I definitely recommend it. It's R-A-J-J space Patel, P-A-T-E-L, and then Ice Poseidon. It's Ice _ Poseidon. I'm not going to spell it out because you guys should fucking know how to spell Poseidon.
Yes.
If you guys don't,
Google
you know, go back to fucking school or something, you know?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and Scott's also trying to get some streaming up here and there when he has time.
Yeah.
So, if he's ever live, I'm sure he'll post it on Twitter or something, like, let you guys know.
He plays Twitter's fears.
Magic and probably RuneScape. You might start streaming eventually or whatever. So,
yeah, the Division,
we'll
something,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
So... other than that, the most important thing right now going on is I finish school soon.
Yeah,
I start my last two classes on Monday, and then 8 weeks, and I'm done. Fucking for real. It's gonna be great.
Hell yeah, dude.
So.
Yeah, we have a lot of plans for the podcast once Christian is finished with school, so we won't tell you guys what it is now, but fucking be hyped, that's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know what I mean? Fuck, dude. Just fucking be real hyped about it, okay?
Yeah, so...
But if you're not, fuck yourself.
What? Once again, we are dragging on our exit, so...
You know, because they want to fuck... They don't want us to leave, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, no, dude, don't fucking end it. No! This is the best part of my fucking day, dude!
Dude, it's like when you go on a date and, like, your girl won't stop talking and you're like, bitch, I'm trying to leave, but she, like, keeps dragging you back in. And you're like, god damn it. But,
yeah, dude, I've had that problem, dude, where, like, I went on a fucking date, dude, and I met this girl on the internet. I met her on Instagram, and I thought she was pretty through her pictures, but, of course, bitches be deceiving people, and I was like, fuck it, dude, I don't care, dude. I was like, fuck it, I'll look past the looks or whatever, dude. I'll still take her on a date because I'm not an asshole. I had a badass fucking date plan, too, so... here in Sacramento, we have, it's Old Sacramento. It's like kind of like a boardwalk, like old Western kind of shops and stuff. Have hella cool ass shop, like a Halloween shop, fucking candy shops, hella cool ass shit.
Star Wars shop.
You have like the lakefront and stuff, around you. It's a hella nice ass setting with like fucking like cobblestone, streets and stuff. And like
a train museum.
Yeah, dude. Hella cool ass shit, dude. And I like, you know, I was like, all right, well, cool ass day, dude. Fucking, you know, walk around this place, you know, have nice conversations, and I'll take her to this place. It's called Joe's Crab Shack. It's a really nice, like, seafood restaurant. And, well, that didn't work out because, like, dude, it was, like, a three-hour wait. I wasn't going to wait 3 hours because it's already started getting awkward with this person, all right? Because she didn't fucking talk at all, dude. I'm just like, why'd you agree to go on a date with me if you're not going to talk? Like, that's fucking weird. So I'm, like, doing, like, most of the talking. I'm not, like, I'm not the best conversationalist, like, fucking dude. And I'm like, can you talk just a little bit? Like, the most fucking boring date I've ever been on, dude. Like, fucking, you know what I look for in a woman, dude, is, like, we can go to a Halloween shop, dude. And, like, I'm sitting there trying on masks. I'm like, hey, do you want to try this on? And, you know, you would actually be like, yeah, I would fucking love to. And, like, we'd have a good time or whatever. And then she's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, oh, well, fuck you then, bitch.
I just imagine you driving up to your house in or walk out and driving away.
Yeah. I was just like, dude, I couldn't do it anymore. I champed it up, dude. I went on the date for, like, 2 hours, dude. That's a long fucking time for, you know, me pretty much talking to myself, and like trying on mask by myself. I was pretty much by myself on this date. We ate at this like nice little fucking like Mexican cantina type setting, dude. It was real nice, dude. Good food there. And dude, it was just super fucking weird, dude. She wouldn't like, I was like, okay, well, what the fuck? Like, what are your hobbies or something? Like, tell me something about you. I like watching TV. I'm like, oh, okay, well, what do you watch?
Yeah. And for all like, you people that think like we're all like shallow, like guys or whatever you think, like we don't, well, we just do whatever we want. Like, Scott put a lot of thought into this too. Like, we even talked to like my friend Colton, like our friend Colton. Like, yes. About, like, you know, he really wanted to make it special, like, try to, like, you know, impress the girl. And even when, like, she wasn't what he expected, he still went through with it, even though his car's already close enough to the ground, and fucking did it. Like a
trooper. Okay, dude, I'm not an ass. I mean, I'm a pretty large guy, and I actually like, larger women.
Thick.
Yeah, you know, but I'm not gonna lie, dude, she was pretty big. Like, I'm not, like, super shallow, but I still went on the date with her, dude, even though she wasn't like, exactly what I expected. I was like, oh, maybe she has a cool-ass personality. Fuck it, I'll still go on it. Let's find out.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I was like, let's just find out, dude. And then, like, 2 hours into it, I was like, all right, I can't even do this anymore. Like, she's just making me mad at this point. Like, you seriously just, like, will not say anything. Like, if you were not comfortable going on a date with, like, a guy you don't know and stuff, like, just say fucking no. Don't be like, oh, yeah, let me get a fucking free meal. like, fuck, dude. I'm like, god damn, fucking, like, waste all my money and shit. Like, thanks. I sound like a complete ass, but I put a lot of thought into it. I was mad excited. I bought like fresh ass clothes, dude. Went and got a haircut, dude. Fucking did like the whole nine, bro. I didn't get her flowers because I didn't know her like that, bro.
Right, and even when she wasn't what you expected, like you bucked up and took her anyway because you know, like we all know it sounds shallow to say, but looks do matter. We all know that. Like you can say whatever you want, and oh, you sound shallow, but looks matter to everybody. Let's not lie here.
Yeah.
All right. So like. But Scott didn't let that get in his way of, like, trying to have a good time and, like, maybe find something that, you know. Like, that's every guy's wish. Is like, when we meet a hot girl, we know, we're like, oh, well, you know she's out of our league. But, like, we just hope she'll give us the chance to, like, prove that, you know, we're a good guy, we're fun, you know, and we can have a good time together. And yeah, Scott dude, did like, that for this girl, and she just turned out to be a bust.
Yeah, dude. And, like, all I found out during, like, the fucking 2.5 hour fucking date was, like, that she fucking babysits for a living, apparently, doesn't, like, have any goals or ambitions, and fucking like watches TV apparently. Like that's her hobby, but she never even told me like what she likes to watch or something. And I was like, oh my God, dude. Like, we were even in a fucking TV, like, memorabilia store and something. Yeah, I think she, like, watched, like, Orange is the New Black or something. Like, something, like, stupid like that. And I was like, dude, you don't even watch Arrow? Fuck, dude. God damn it. This is some bullshit. Like, God, fuck. Yeah. All right, anyways, we've been taking up enough of your time. Romantic stories, part two in the next podcast.
Yeah. Beware. Yeah.
Yes. All right, guys. So we are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And as always, we have one important message at MBR, and that is to
stay nerdy, boys.